Hi, this is Jay Evans from the USDA ARS Bee Research Laboratory in Beltsville, Maryland. And I'm going to read a column I wrote for Bee Culture magazine titled, Gut Microbes Help Bees Survive the Seasons. And it might surprise most bee culture readers that microbes come in flavors that can be good, bad, or indifferent to the health of their honeybee hosts. As we approach fall, it is tempting to focus on the microbes on the good side and try to find out how to harness them for bee health prior to winter. As someone who studies honeybee disease, I can't help but focus on the good microbes that might interfere with agents of harm lurking in our beehives. Kirk Anderson and colleagues in the USDA's Tucson Carl Hayden Bee Research Laboratory have been exploring the impacts of gut microbes on bee health for a decade now. In past work, they showed how these microbes are beneficial in the guts of bees, but generally don't help in the processing of pollen stored as bee bread. They have also shown how queens and workers differ greatly in the microbes they harbor and the impacts of bee contact on moving microbes around. You can see Anderson's Google Scholar profile for lists of his papers on these topics. They have also explored how bees suffer mortality when the delicate microbial balance is upset. Recently, they have investigated honeybee overwintering, testing for the right mixes of nutrition and temperature that improve the odds of colony survival. As a hint, cold is good to a certain degree. In a paper this past year, they described how the gut microbes of bees react before and during winter, building the case that microbes are critical for overwintering success. This paper was called Social Microbiota and Social Gland Gene Expression of Worker Honeybees by Age and Climate. They also showed that the overwintering environment can favor certain microbes that are less helpful for bee health. Specifically, bee colonies overwintered in a warm environment started with the typical population of gut bacteria, but that population broke bad in the end, notably thanks to overgrowth by the Enterobacteriaceae. This is a group that includes E. coli, although these bacteria were not found in bees. As well as several types of bacteria which are known to decrease bee health. Just what it is about warmer winter environments that favors an odd and apparently harmful bacterial group is not known. And solving this will be key in future work aimed at prepping bees for current or future winter climates. More generally, disease agents are opportunists, taking advantage of their victims when something else is out of whack. These opportunities can arise from stressors in the environment, poor genetics, or inadequate nutrition. Opportunities might also arise when populations of good bacteria are somehow absent. There are myriad ways that such good microbes could help bees in the face of disease, from providing a physical layer on the gut wall that frustrates pathogens, to improving nutrient transfer or stimulating bee immunity. Finally, gut microbes might directly attack the bad actors. Studies showing increased honeybee disease following heavy antibiotic treatments provide ample evidence for the roles of natural bee bacteria. In one such study, led by Jong Lee and my USDA colleague Judy Chen, titled New Evidence Showing That the Destruction of Gut Bacteria by Antibiotic Treatments Can Increase the Honeybee's Vulnerability to Nosema infection, and that's in PLOS One, which is a freely available journal, gut microbes were shown to help bees resist Nosema disease, and a cleansing of gut bacteria by an intensive antibiotic regime resulted in shorter lifespans overall and increased the impacts of Nosema exposure on longevity. Sean Leonard and colleagues in the University of Texas Laboratory of Nancy Moran showed that a human assist can further sharpen the impacts of natural gut microbes on bee parasites. Specifically, they engineered, in the laboratory, a common good bacterium of bees so that it targeted challenges as distinct as varroa mites and deformed wing virus. This is a paper called Engineered Symbionts Activate Honeybee Immunity and Limit Pathogens, and it was in the journal Science. Work this year based on the same strategy, led by Cheng Huang from Jiangxi University, working in Moran's lab, showed that resident bacteria could be altered to successfully target Nosema disease. It's a paper called Engineered Gut Symbiont Inhibits Microsporidian Parasite and improves honeybee survival. And that's in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Bees with the engineered bacteria both lived significantly longer and had fewer Nosema spores to pass on to their nestmates. Interestingly, bees fed the bacterium alone and the bacterium with a non-specific, that is, not targeting Nosema modification, also showed signs of reducing disease impacts, supporting the evidence that the bacterium itself is also a friend to bees. Short of this high-tech solution, are there ways that beekeepers can help nurture the natural gut bacteria found in their beehives? If you supplement your bees, a recent paper by Elijah Powell and others in Moran's group suggests that pollen-based supplements tend to lead to a more balanced core set of bacteria in the bee gut, possibly decreasing the threats from at least one bacterial pathogen of adult bees. This paper was called "The Microbiome and Gene Expression of Honeybee Workers Are Affected by a Diet Containing Pollen Substitutes." It's also in the journal PLOS One, and it's freely available online. I know there are many colony supplements available, and I don't claim this makes a pollen-based supplement better for bees overall than supplements with a different protein source. Nor, of course, does this represent any formal endorsement of one type of bee feed over another. Still, it is interesting to contemplate how particular supplements affect not just the bees, but the hitchhiking microbes that have adapted to life in their guts. One thing is clear from these diverse studies. While many of us focus on the microbes whose effects are damaging to bee colonies, most hive microbes are neutral or even beneficial to their bee hosts in summer and winter. Bees have been harnessing this power for millennia, and we would do well to help them sustain the right mix of gut partners. Thanks for your time. I'll talk to you later.